20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And let's start this final 6 to 7 p.m. edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with breaking news. The Browns have just signed, and I mean just signed, Leon McFadden to a four-year contract. So he's in the house, the third-round pick. That leaves Barkevious Mingo, the first-round pick, the sixth overall pick of the draft, to get done. I'm told progress is being made there. Hopefully we'll see something on that front as soon as possible, maybe within 24 hours, I don't know, but we'll see where that goes. I know everyone's hard at work here, but literally saw Leon walk by our studio here in Berea and put his John Hancock on the contract, and it's a done deal, so he's aboard, and it leaves us with just one guy to get done. And again, I'm hearing positive things more than negative things regarding that contract as far as Barkevious Mingo. So I said this is it as far as the 6-7 show. It comes to an end tonight, and I'm not saddened by that. I'm very happy because right now I am proud to tell you, and I hope you've already been hearing this, that Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, becomes a new show on Monday. New in the sense that, number one, we are going to have another voice on this show, a co-host. His name is Nathan Zagura, and you're going to hear from him on this show. We'll get a little segment going where we can just introduce him to you a little bit more. We were on, of course, the really big show yesterday to be introduced as far as the show with now two of us regularly here, and Gerard Cherry is the other part of this equation. You'll be hearing from him multiple times during the week, sometimes in our studio and sometimes by phone or whatever, but Gerard Cherry will be a regular part of this program as well. You know him well from KNR. And, of course, the other part that is larger part of this is the change time-wise. 1 to 3 p.m. is when we begin on Monday, and we'll continue forth with that. A two-hour show now. Always said this was not a show that there was too much stuff, and an hour was not enough. So we are going to a two-hour format. And Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be joining us on that show and will be heavily involved in producing it. We had a great production meeting out here today in Berea with folks from KNR. Jason Gibbs and Mike Goldstein were part of our meeting from KNR, along with Dave DiNatale, Nathan Zagura, and Kevin Griffin, the Browns' Vice President of Fan Engagement, Reagan Berube here. We brainstormed and talked a lot about what is ahead, and I'm going to tell you, it's exciting stuff. It's really, you're going to feel the palpable sense of the change in this program with regard to all that we're going to bring you with more, just more and better of everything. And I'm excited about that, the different elements that will be included. I'm mostly excited that someone other than just me will be sitting here. I get some company. I get a buddy. I was really, really, you know, after a certain point, I mean, it's been fun and an honor and a privilege to do this show and to talk Browns. And, yeah, we have a lot of guests on the show, so I'm not always alone, even if it's a phone call guest. But it's so much better when a couple of us or three of us are talking about this Browns team that we all know and love, right? So that's what's going to start on Monday. Again, Nathan Zagura on this show. And you're going to hear from the top dog, Hanford Dixon, who is pretty much a regular here, and he'll drop by to give his thoughts primarily on the secondary as we head toward the start of training camp. Those positional battles back there are front and center. And then Jamel White, you remember his name. He was a former Browns running back, spent three of his years in the NFL. He was on multiple teams, also spent 1 year in the Canadian Football League. But three of his seasons, the most time he spent anywhere as a pro, was here with the Cleveland Browns. And Jamel is involved with the Heads Up Football Program, the USA Football Heads Up Program, where they're teaching young kids, of course, to play safer. and he's a big voice in this, excuse me, active in this as a, you know, as someone teaching youth players about this. And he is he's a spokesman for the group. USA Football puts him out there to speak with media and get the message out about playing a safer game. So we're going to hear about that, again, from a guy who played the game in a different context. I mean, they weren't teaching heads-up stuff or certainly emphasizing that when he was a youngster and then when he was in high school and college, but that's what he's doing now. He lives in the area. He is in Lake County, so having him hook up with us to talk about that program and remember his time with the Cleveland Browns too, we'll and get his perspective on the current team and all that is good stuff as well. All right, all of that is ahead. 2 minutes, you're going to hear from another new voice that will be a regular part of the show every day, right next to yours truly, and I am so looking forward to this. Nathan Zagura, part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Four. That's next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
They all having a good time out there.
And let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. South.
They can't. They won't. They never will.
Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Stop. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
You don't have to give up a thing to get a great tire price. At Conrad's, that great out-the-door price includes our complete installation package. Mounting, balancing, rubber valve stems, wheel alignment inspection, lifetime rebalancing, tire rotation, lifetime flat repair, and road hazard protection. And right now at Conrad's, get a $50 rebate on any set of four BF Goodrich tires. Conrad's, Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team since 1969.
Conrad's.
Motown Friday. We thought in honor of this final 6 to 7 p.m. show and it being on a Friday that it was more than appropriate to do the Motown thing. And we're going to change up. We're going to change up a lot of things, including the music. So we love Motown. We know that. I don't think we're saying goodbye to it forever or goodbye to Motown Fridays. But you'll hear a lot of different things. And you'll definitely hear some. It's a pretty eclectic musical taste that we got going here between Nathan and yours truly. I mean, we really, like I said, we'll spread the wealth and cover a lot of different ground with tunes and be a little more current with stuff too, culturally. And I'm honest to God, I do listen to stuff other than Motown and classic rock. Want to repeat the story that we broke at the start of the show, that Leon McFadden has been signed to a 4-year contract by the Browns, their third round draft pick. And that was announced just now. And we got it right as Leon was just had signed the contract and was walking by our studio here. So congratulations to him to get that done, leaving Barkevious Mingo, the sixth overall pick of the draft, first rounder, to get done. And again, my understanding is that the Browns are making progress on that front. Hopefully we'll see something on that soon, very soon. Browns fans unite. Reserve your seats now for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with the 3-game flex plan, including the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. And this segment, well, it's driven by Liberty Ford. So for the past 2 years, I've been doing this show solo, and it's lonely sitting here in the studio. I mean, yeah, we get guests in, of course, but it's not the same as having someone else with you to talk with all the time. Well, that's been resolved. Beginning Monday, when we go to a 2-hour show on from 1 to 3, Nathan Segura is going to join me, and he joins me right now to give us a little preview of what's coming up Monday. First of all, Nathan, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
I could not be happier to be joining the Cleveland Browns family and the Browns Daily family and working with you, Vic, here in this beautiful studio out in Berea. And, you know, we're starting on Monday. Training camp starting next week. It's an exciting time, I think, to be a Browns fan. And certainly for me professionally, this is a very exciting opportunity, and I'm thrilled to get to work with you and get things going here on Browns Daily, the new expanded, enhanced Browns Daily.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, the chance to, and here we are starting this Monday, the chance to talk about this team only a few days before the start of training camp. You got rookies coming in today. It all heats up now.
Yeah, this is when we get to see what the new Cleveland Browns are going to look like. You know, what's Chud's camp going to look like? Camp Chud, how's that going to be? We're going to see this play out in just a few days. And I think what's exciting for me and hopefully for our listeners is that we're going to be able to bring you access now to the Browns that is, I think, unprecedented really in the NFL. And we're going to kick it off in the very first week with an unbelievable lineup of guests from the people at the very top of this organization to give you their perspective on what you can expect in 2013 with this team.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. I mean, I've known you in very much in the world of fantasy football,
sure.
And you've done a lot of national media stuff. Let's break it down.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually got my start right here in Cleveland, right here on 850 KNR back in the day, doing the Fantasy Football Power Hour. So to be able to come back now, you know, 8 years later is certainly very gratifying. And kind of in that time, I've gotten able to do a national show on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio that I host called The Fantasy Consultant. I also work with CBSSports.com in the fantasy world, as you talked about, and also on the CBS Sports Network. I do a show for them. And I'm getting the opportunity to transition a little bit into more real football, if you will. You know, I worked the Super Bowl for CBS doing the show Eye on Football alongside, you know, guys like Pete Prisco and Jason Lockenfora, Brian Westbrook, Trevor Price. I did the draft for CBS as well. So it's exciting for me kind of to bring everything together. And, you know, the fantasy part of me says it's kind of exciting. There are some Browns you actually can draft this year, which is a good thing. And then also the real football side of me says this is a team that I think is headed in the right direction in a tough but a division where there is upward mobility. And we've seen that, you know, Cincinnati Bengals used to be the Bungles. Now they've been to the playoffs 2 years in a row. So this is an opportunity, an exciting time. And, you know, I've been able, like you said, some national stuff in the fantasy world. And now to be able to come back in the city where I live and in the community that I am now for 12 years been a part of living here in Cleveland, it's a Browns town. I mean, let's be honest, this is a Browns town, and to be able to kind of relate and reach out to that community as a member of the Browns family is really, really exciting.
So what we have in common is we're both from somewhere else. You from San Francisco.
Yep.
I'm from New York, and we came here to be part of this community. I know you didn't come here specifically to be part of the Browns, but that's happened, and
it's
you're
a good
here.
Thing.
It's a great thing. I did, but that's how it evolved for me, and my background was NFL.com and seeing the league
sure.
in a broader sense. But the chance to talk with this fan base, and you just hit it, there is – really, there is no more passionate fan base in the league. There are no more fans who care as much about their team as this one does. I'm convinced of that. And they've gone through a lot, and they're hungry and thirsty for success. And as I'm looking at this group that runs this team, as we look at Joe Banner and the plan, Jimmy Haslam, Rob Chudzinski, Mike Lombardi, I mean, all new people, but basically new people with the same idea, and that is to make this team a winner. And I think there's reason to have this good vibe for this team.
No doubt. There's something palpable here in the new offices, which, by the way, are beautiful, and the studio is beautiful. And that, to me, is a sense of energy and positive momentum. Everything that's being done here seems to be being done for a reason, with the ultimate goal of building this into a championship franchise. And I think as a fan of this team, that's all you could hope for. I mean, that's what in the NFL, that is the ultimate goal as a fan. That's what you want your team to be doing. And, you know, it's exciting. And I to be a part of it, you know, you can't help but get kind of caught up in the momentum of it.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see that, and as fans, you're going to be able to feel that once training camp opens, once the preseason gets going, because it, like I said, I really think this is a very exciting time to be a Browns fan. I think it's very exciting that the team from the very top to the bottom cares so much about what the future of the organization is for this city. It's for everybody here. I really think you get a sense of that. And this Browns Daily show that I'm thrilled to be joining, I think, embodies that. I mean, we've talked to everybody from literally the absolute top of this organization
right.
on down. They care about this show. They care about how this is, you know, how it will be playing in the Browns community at large. And to know that you have that kind of care and concern and focus, I think it is certainly very exciting.
Nathan Zagura, the new co-host here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with us. And we are looking at this training camp, I think, with a lot of thoughts. The quarterback discussion will only heat up. And
it is Brandon Whedon's team. It has to be Brandon Whedon's team.
It has to be, right? He can't go into this thing thinking anything but that, and I don't think he is. I mean, as much as I look at it as, okay, he's got to prove something, he also, in the way he carries himself, in the way he doesn't just perform but shows that sense of ownership when he's not on the field. And that's the one big thing I want to see from Brandon Whedon, is the true belief in his walk and his talk. I've been around guys like Jim Kelly, Dan Marino,
sure.
John Elway. That you know who the CEO of those football teams are on the field.
There's no question. And it's about almost empowering him, too. And the smart coaches and smart management puts players in the best position to succeed. You know, you accentuate their strengths, try to hide their weaknesses. And I think Brandon Whedon last year was a guy in a situation and didn't necessarily suit what he did. He threw 14 touchdowns last year. 9 of them that he threw were of more than 20 yards. That's crazy. Quarterbacks, yeah. Usually you make your money in the red zone.
Right.
This is a deep ball thrower, and he did that in an offense that didn't accentuate his positives throwing the vertical pass. Now he's going to be in an offense that can do that. And for as a Browns fan, for this team to have success this year, Brandon Whedon is going to need to adapt to this offense, which is better suited for his skills, and lead this team, because it's a quarterback-driven league. It's a passing-driven league. And on the offensive side of the ball, you need to protect the quarterback and then entrust that your quarterback will make good decisions with the ball in the 3.5 seconds. Hopefully he has
yeah.
to make those decisions, deliver the ball accurately, and therefore lead your team down the field. And on the opposite side of the ball, you need to get to the quarterback and stop the passing game. And one of the things I'm excited to watch in camp is how this new 3-4 attack, which is going to have guys like Paul Kruger, Jabal Sheard, guys we know can get to the quarterback. We get Barkevious Mingo in here. We have another guy who's going to be getting after the quarterback, going against what is a great offensive line on the other side of the ball. Let me tell you something. If our defensive line can get to the quarterback here in training camp, they are going to get to the quarterback all season long against everybody else.
Yeah, Doug Deacon was in here yesterday, and he feels very good about this offensive line. He feels the O-line could be as strong as it's been, and I think there's reason to believe that. The key, of course, is how the interior shakes out, that whole John Greco, Jason Pinkston deal at guard, Sean Laval. Somewhere among those three, you're going to get two hopefully solid starters. And then we'll see what happens with Mitchell Schwartz in year number two. I mean, he was asked to do a lot in starting a full season at right tackle, but he's going to be asked to do a lot more this year with longer developing pass plays. Hold those blocks longer. I think it's a greater challenge, and for Joe Thomas as well, to pass protect, as savvy as he is, as savvy as Alex Mack is, that those guys have a different mission in protecting. But here's the thing. In practice, they're also facing that 3-4 defense, that Ray Horton complex scheme, those multiple fronts. And if they can handle that, as you say, they're going to handle anything.
Absolutely. So I think that's going to be one of the fun camp battles to watch, is really the point of attack. Who's getting the better in two units that I think have the chance to be elite in the league? And you talked about Mitchell Schwartz, and yes, as a rookie, came in, 5 sacks allowed. That was the highest on the team. 9 hits, highest on the team. But overall, I think his play was very, very strong. You know, Pro Football Focus, which grades every single play, had him ranked as the 13th best tackle in pass protection last year. Obviously, our man Joe Thomas right there in the top two, one of the best in the league, if not the best. So if Mitchell Schwartz, in his second year, can take that step, can develop and build on what he did as a rookie, we're going to have bookend tackles, and we're going to have a great center in Alex Mack. So if we get the interior line play that we think, and I think Greco is going to turn into a stud, certainly a great run blocker. If he can get, you know, keep improving as a pass blocker as well, Brandon Whedon's going to have time.
Sure.
For Josh Gordon, Greg Little, Devon Bess, Travis Benjamin running some of those deep routes out of the seam or coming in on the outside, Jordan Cameron flexed out at tight end to make plays. And I think for the first time in a long time, you have the opportunity as a Brown fan to watch an offense that's going to be exciting. And I think that in and of itself, just the notion that that is possible, and in fact, I'd say likely, to me, is thrilling.
Yeah, it's got to be better than it was. You have to believe that. You have to believe North Turner, Rob Jedzinski showing up here are going to bring that, as long as they can, or bring that out of these players. And again, it is all about number three, and can he hold up?
Sure.
Can he be the guy that this team needs him to be? And that'll be the question that'll be answered going forward. Well, I'll tell you what. I've enjoyed this conversation with you so much that how about we get together on Monday at 1 o'clock. Let's make a day. Let's put this on the calendar. We'll get together at Monday at 1 o'clock and just continue this conversation for the next many years.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds good. 10 hours a week. Why not?
I was going to say 5 days a week, 1 to 3 p.m. That will be the slot for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan, I couldn't be more excited, and I can't wait to get this started with you on Monday.
Me neither. It's going to be a wild ride. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, the last of the 6-7 version of this show, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Bruce Hooley for Golf Tech. If you're looking to take your game to that next level this summer, there's no better place to go. Golf Tech has helped thousands of players post career best rounds, and their certified pros are ready to help you do the same. Head into one of their four Northeast Ohio locations right now for a 60-minute swing evaluation. They'll diagnose your swing like they did mine and set a game plan for improvement that works. Located east-west Canton and now in Brecksville, or golftech.com. Golf Tech, G-O-L-F-T-E-C, a proven path for proven results.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
Boats on Fridays are so nice here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to repeat the news that we broke at the top of the show. The Browns have reached an agreement on a contract with Leon McFadden. They've signed him to a four-year deal. The third-round draft pick is here. That draft, but progress is moving on that one. So we'll see where that goes. Hope to want to have something for you before the end of the show. I don't know if that's too optimistic. Probably is, but you don't know. We're right here in the heart of it, where all this stuff is going on, literally, in this building. And that's been the story of this show since we signed it on in 2011. Top Dog, Hanford Dixon. And, Hanny, we are so close now to the start of training camp. And as much as the discussion is about the quarterback position and how that's going to work out and how this new offense will play out, how the new defensive scheme is going to play out, there are really some intense position battles going on this football team, and the bulk of them take place on defense. The two areas that I know you're going to have your eye on when camp starts next week are that cornerback spot opposite Joe Hayden and the safety spot opposite T.J. Ward.
Well, first of all, Vic, I want to say, can I sing a little bit? Here we go, Brownies. Here we go, roof, roof. Here we go, Brownies. We go, roof, roof. And when I'm saying that, I cannot believe, or can you? Can you believe already? It's here already. We're back into this thing.
It's hard to imagine, and you know, we're doing things now in our new digs, the studio. We are thrilled to have this going on. A lot of exciting things happening, and then Thursday camp opens, and we've got a lot of stuff to sort out on this football field too.
Well, you're right, and it's just funny. I just get goosebumps this time of year because you know, the start of training camp, and it just gets me going. And you believe it or not, I think I've told you this one time or two. During training camp time, I call myself trying to get in tip-top shape because this is the training time. And when you get ready, even though I know I don't have to be in the shape but that these guys are going to be in when they start training camp. But you're right, Vic, to answer your question. We have some questions we have to get answered, and especially on that side of the ball, talking about the defense. You know, talking with Joe, I just know he's hyped and he's ready to go this season. You know, he's still feeling bad about what happened last year. And he, you know, even though he came back and he had a great, I think he had a great year, but he want to have an even better year this year. And he's going into his fourth or fifth year. I forget now.
I want to say 2010 going into the fourth season.
In his fourth season. And he's really, really, really this year going to show those leadership qualities that he has. And he and T.J. Ward are two of our main guys back there in that secondary. But you're right, we have some questions that we have to answer at the safety position and also at the corner position. Who's going to start opposite of Joe Hayden? And, you know, I tell Joe, I wish I could go and play with you, my friend, but you look at me out there after a while, you tell me to go back and sit my butt on that bench over there. But we have some candidates that I think can I can fill the role, and I think in training camp what's going to happen is the cream is just going to rise to the top. And
Well, let's look at that. Let's break that down. Okay. Let's start with Leon McFadden, the rookie, third round draft pick,
right.
And a guy who comes in here with credentials of being a very bright player, a player who could hit the ground running, I think, because he knows what he's doing, and athletically definitely has that going for him. Doesn't have the greatest in the way of height, but you saw signs in indicators during the offseason that he might be able to make that transition well.
Well, you know, you really did see signs, and we saw signs. But you look at when you talk about his hike, and you and I both know Frank Minifield, for instance, wasn't the tallest guy, but we know what type of player he was. You're talking about a Pro Bowl cornerback, a guy that was each and every year right there, shut down corner. And I think one of the strongest points about his game is his man-to-man coverage. Everybody knows that he's a great cover guy. He's a great man-to-man cover guy, and that's what we're going to need in the scheme of things, or the scheme of the defense that we're going to play this year. We're going to need someone to cover. And also what I like about him, Vic, he's not afraid to come up and put a hit on you. He will come up and just let it fly. I mean, he'll put that headgear on you and tackle you. So, and you know, Frank and I, that was one of our strong points too. Not only were we just great cover guys, we're also guys that that can hit. But I like McFadden. I mean, I really do. I think he would be my pick as the guy right now that would just take over their position, but it's not going to be something we're going to give it to him. I mean, he's going to have to earn it, and I think he's up for the task, and that's what training camp is all about.
So address that, the idea of taking a corner, taking this spot that you know so well as a rookie, and throwing him in there and saying, just swim. I mean, if you believe in the talent, then you would do this, of course, because you know that the guy can ultimately respond. But you also know he's not ready for so many things. So how do you balance that out when you make a decision to just take a young player like that and push him out there?
Well, mentally, you know, to play that position, already you have to be strong. I remember me coming in back in the 1981 season, not long ago. It seemed like a long time, but it's not too long. But me coming in the 81 season, and as a rookie, I pretty much had the same thing happen to me. I had to sink or swim. And at that cornerback position, and I'm sure McFadden, and you know, and we'll learn whether or not he really has, he's got to have a short memory. Meaning, you know, you are playing against world-class athletes, talking about those wide receivers each and every week. And it's not like college where you maybe could take a week off. You have to be ready to go each and every week because you're lined up against the best. And sometimes they're going to beat you. I mean, they're going to beat you sometimes, but you have to have a short memory. You have to know that and understand that. But where it comes in at, as a young defensive back, you go back, you look at your film, you know why they beat you, you understand why they beat you, and you learn from that mistake. And you come back and you said, okay, you did it one time, but it's not going to happen to me again. And he's not. And if he's the guy, hopefully, that we think he is, he's going to do nothing but get better and better.
Hanford Dixon, the top dog here with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Hanford, the other players who are going to be in this conversation, certainly for the cornerback spot, because besides figuring out that starting position,
right,
you're also looking at a slot
right,
player. So Chris Owens has got some experience. He saw some time there working with the ones. He brings, you know, 5 years of experience with him to this team, and they brought him in as a free agent. And then you got Buster Skrine, and we know the story on Buster, who comes into his third year on this football team, and speed, aggressiveness, all those things. So they're in the conversation, and they're in the mix to start there. How do you see it maybe playing out with one of those guys ending up as a slot guy if we go by the discussion right now that McFadden ends up being a starter?
Well, here's the interesting part about this whole thing. You know, I look at Buster, and I think Buster is coming in here with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this year. We gave Buster a new contract. You know, there's a lot of talk out there that he didn't perform the way he was supposed to perform. You know, we wanted him to take over that starting job on the other corner, and it just really never panned out. Buster's always done a really good job in the slot. I mean, he's been able to get in there, and, you know, he's always a guy that will compete, Vic. You know that. He'll jump in there, and he will go at it. Now, we know he could play that slot position, but that's where it's going to be interesting coming on the outside for that starting opposite of Joe Hayden, whether it's going to be Buster, whether it's going to be McFadden, whether it's going to be Owings, either one of those guys, the cream has to rise to the top. One of those guys have to take over that starting job. And I think what's going to happen once one of those guys, the coaches decide who is going to be starting opposite of Joe Hayden, then we go and we work on the inside, because you can never have too much talent at the cornerback position. As you know, you have different offenses. They come out in multiple sets on us today.
Right.
And we have to have a lot of cover guys. And that's where, again, training camp, that's what it's all about.
And you're right to figure those things out. And figuring out safety, I think, is very intriguing, because Tayshawn Gibson gave us a lot to think about last year as a rookie, right? And I like the instincts. I like the aggressiveness. I like the intelligence. I mean, he seems to be a guy who is a student of this game, and when you watched him in off-season workouts, you rarely saw him in a bad place, and the feedback I got from the coaches is that they were impressed, this new coaching staff looking at him, impressed with the things he showed there. So how do you see it maybe playing out at this position? The other guy is Johnson Batamosi, who would be somebody to look at. And then we don't know what Jamar Slaughter from Notre Dame is all about, the other rookie who is coming back from that Achilles. And I guess we got to see physically how ready he is to perform. But the indications are he will be come next week.
Well, again, the position is, you know, I think Gibson has the end on the other safety position. Again, I like the kid. I like him. Again, he's very smart, and you have to be at that position, because you have to make sure that all the defensive backs, everybody is aligned where they're supposed to be. And even if there's a different formation where you have to change it and get them into a different spot, you have to be able to recognize that. So you have to be intelligent to play that position. And he's shown pretty much that he's able to do that. But we need him also to step it up a notch. But that's where TJ is going to have to come in, because TJ, I think has just been playing since he's been here. I think he's just, obviously he's had some injuries, but other than that, I think he's been giving us pretty much everything and then some. And I think this is a big year for him also. And it's going to be important for him to grab those safeties now, because he is a leader also. This is going into his fourth season. He is a leader also, and he's got to grab those guys by the hand and say, hey, we have big expectations this year. This is a different football team. This is a football team that expect to win. And again, you know my old saying, when you expect to win, you find a way to win. And it's going to be fun. And that's why I said I wanted to sing at the beginning when I came on. You know, here we go, Brownies, here we go. Because again, I have goosebumps. I know you have goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
And we are excited about the expectation of where this team can go this year.
Hanford, great as always. And we will talk to you soon, my friend.
You got it. Woo!
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon, and he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns Family Night on Saturday, August 3rd at First Energy Stadium. See live practice at 6:30, followed by a spectacular laser and fireworks show. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
It's MTB's $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. That means you get all the extras at no extra charge. Listen to what you get for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. It's MTB's $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. And now through Sunday, get free select NAPA brake pads with paid installation. That's right, get free brake pads. Valid on NAPA TS Pro Former brake pads. Customer pays for installation. $30 credit available for brake services using other select NAPA brake pads or comparable product at regular retail price. Additional parts and or kits extra. Plus 10% shop fee based on pre-invoiced retail price. Not to exceed $35. Most vehicles at participating locations. See store for details. Valid 7/15/2013 to 8/4/2013. The $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. MTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Love the fact that you're hanging out with us on a Football Friday and especially a Motown Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, test drive the best available seats at Select a Seat. That is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. And join the best fans in the NFL. Join yours truly. I'll be there along with General Manager Michael Lombardi. We're going to talk with those of you on hand from about 11 to noon at the stadium, so that's going to be a lot of fun in Brownstown. And for more information, call 440-824-3434. Jamel White was a running back for the Browns, and he is heavily involved with USA Football's Heads Up program now. We're going to talk a little bit about both of those topics, his time here with the Browns and his involvement with the Heads Up program. Jamel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Let me start with this. You had an interesting pro career playing for several pro teams, mostly in the NFL, a season with the Colts before you spent 4 seasons with the Browns, 2000 to 2003, then a year with the Buccaneers, then the Ravens, the Lions, the Ravens again, and then finishing up with the Toronto Argonauts in the Canadian Football League. Your experiences in this league, and how do they translate to what you want to bring to these kids? And I know in August it's going to begin in earnest for you, where you're working with the young people where you live in the Lake County area, in teaching them the proper technique and this whole heads-up emphasis. Kind of define what that is.
Well, you know, just the whole thing is just keeping it safer for everybody. I mean, football's already safe. It's just a shame that it's the one sport that everybody picks at when it comes to concussions. But it's just going out there and making sure that everybody is on the same page. Everybody has the know-how and understanding what's going on. And it helps out parents a great deal. And for the coaches that got involved in it, in the program, it's awesome, man, because it's just redefining what you should do when you're going out there and playing. And it's not all about sticking your head in and tackling somebody. It's using the proper techniques and doing the correct things about of going about tackling somebody and just playing football the correct way, man.
And as you think about your experiences, Jamel, and we know this program didn't exist when you were a young guy trying to learn the ways of this league, and really the emphasis on safety in the game wasn't as great in the days that you played as it obviously is now. So as you look at this, how does it translate to you? Do you sort of say to yourself, man, I wish someone was showing me this when I played, or showing the defenders that were making contact with you? How do you view it that way?
Well, I always look at it as, man, I wish somebody would have done this when I played. But at the same time, you got to think about it as, you know, to get to where you need to be, you got to start somewhere. So, I mean, had not all things came up, you know, with this program being in place, would it just be okay to continue to play football the way that we're playing right now? And, you know, I'm glad to be involved in the guys that did it first, because it led us to this. So, of course, I would like to say, oh, you know, yeah, I wish this defender wouldn't have done that. But at the same time, I mean, you take the good with the bad. So, you know, it's just correcting certain things. And like you said, man, just making it safer. And once we get that down, I mean, then it's going to be something else that comes up.
Yes, you're right. And you know, with the new rules now that actually for the first time put running backs in a position where if they lower their helmet, they can be penalized. And that was something that to a great extent grew out of the collision that Trent Richardson had in the opening game of the season with Kurt Coleman of the Philadelphia Eagles de-helmeting the Eagles defender in that game. And you're a running back, or you were a running back. I mean, that's your position. So how do you view that, the enforcement of that, and the idea that, you know, for running backs, how they try to get through holes and sometimes lowering the helmet is a natural thing. Can you see that being handled in a way that is going to work for not only the players but also the officials?
I think it can be. You know, like me, when I played football professionally, and throughout high school and everywhere, I needed to see where I was running. So, you know, I think the rule is more towards not hitting them with the top of your helmet. You know, if you're looking at your target and you're running to protect yourself and your head is up, and you can see what you're looking at, I mean, you're not really trying to run somebody over with your helmet. You know, you're protecting yourself, you're crawling up. I mean, you're going to still do all that stuff. I think the thing that they're really trying to do is, if you look at it the way that defenders look at spirit, when people come in and hit you in the back with the crown of with the top of their helmet, that's considered spearing. So with a running back running, they don't just want the running back just to be out of control. Oh, I'm just going to run into this guy. I mean, they're trying to put away with that. And as a running back, to be quite honest, you're trying to use your shoulders anyway. You know, so if I'm going to take on some collision, I'm going to try and put my shoulder pads on. If I'm going into a crowd of people, of course, I'm going to roll up, and I'm going to protect the ball first and foremost, and I'm going to put my head to where I can still see what's going on. I don't want to put my head completely down. Now, that's just something that's just going to have to be worked out as they continue to play.
Jamel White is joining us here, and he is involved with the USA Football's Heads Up program. He's a former Browns running back. And, Jamel, let's reflect on those years that you spent with the Cleveland Browns, the 2000 to the 2003 seasons. Some thoughts. You played with Chris Palmer, who was the first head coach when this team returned to Cleveland in 1999, and you were also around for Butch Davis during your time here. Just give me some reflections of what that time was like for you.
It was great, man. The fans here are awesome. The stadium was here. Mr. Lerner, when he was around, he was one of the best guys to be around. He helped me out a lot. And just going down there all the time and just competing at that stadium and knowing that regardless of how the fans may talk about you in the newspaper, as long as you got out there and you were the community guy and you did all the right things in the community. They were willing to look past certain things that you did on the field. And I just appreciated just meeting all the people that I met while I was playing, and I still have some of those same friendships now. With the coaches, you know, and players, it's like a roller coaster. You're up and you're down, you're up and you're down. But, you know, with the learners, when they were around, and Miss Lerner, in fact, I mean, it was a great time for me.
And as you look on upon the Browns' current team, I mentioned Trent Richardson before. A lot expected of him. Third overall pick last year. Fell short of 1,000 yards. Dealt with some injuries, but seems really determined to make something happen this season in a big way. And you know it's really a short opportunity for all players, but especially running backs, to prove what they can be. And you know that North Turner is here as offensive coordinator along with Rob Chudzinski, that they can maximize. They've had success in the past getting a lot of production out of running backs. How do you see it working out for Richardson and the Browns?
Well, you know what? I look at things when you get drafted. I came into the league as an undrafted free agent, so there was nothing really expected from me except for what I wanted to accomplish and show people that I could do, which I tried my best to do those things. Trent Richardson's in a position to where once you're drafted first overall, you have to do this. You must do that. You know, and he's already put in a bad situation. So with that point, but he can still do all the things he needs to do. I mean, film, game tape, all that stuff. I mean, that helps a lot. Fans don't understand what goes on during the week. They just see what happens during game day. So if he prepares the right way by looking at film, doing the extras that he needs to do, going to talk to his position coach, and just taking the extra time and even reaching out to quarterbacks to where he's on the same page with them. And I always did that. I mean, it makes the game slow down a lot better. And a lot faster, and the transition from college to pro is completely different. I mean, the guys are just as fast as you when you used to be the fastest guy on the field. So once he gets all those things, I think he'll be great.
And let's talk a little bit about what you're doing these days involved with some real estate work, and you do something which is great because it's right in the wheelhouse of you working with young football players with this Heads Up program, but you're working with kids at the Lake County Juvenile Detention. So give me a sense of that work that you're doing and how it maybe correlates just your ability to communicate with young people and especially kids who've been in trouble.
Well, one good thing about me is I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, so I didn't always have the best childhood. So therefore, it kind of got me to the point to where I'm like, hey, you know what? I could use that to my advantage when I talk to, you know, children or any type of kid or any type of person. So, you know, when I was playing for the Browns, I was always out on Tuesdays in the community on our days off and all that stuff. And I think with the juvenile detention, being able to communicate with those kids when I'm there and say, hey, man, there's different choices you can make to make your life better. It's not always about what people expect. You want to do what people don't expect. You know, when somebody has you pigeonholed as you're going to be this kid that's going to end up with this bad life or you're going to be in jail, you know, show them something different. You know what I mean? Show them that you can change your way. And with the Heads Up thing, that's, I mean, you may not be dealing with those same type of kids, but those kids are looking for some structure. They're looking to be, they're looking at professionals or the people that used to play professional football and those that are still playing professional football to give them good instructions on what to do so that they carry on through their life. And I think it's pretty much the same thing. And if I can go out there and help one of those kids, football or in trouble, make great decisions and good decisions to further better their life or their career, man, I'm all for it.
Great. Well, you're doing great work for that. And again, it's much appreciated, and we appreciate the time you spent with us, my friend.
Well, I do appreciate it, man, and I hope those Browns do a good job this year, man.
All right. Jamel White, former Browns running back, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Today I'm entertaining clients at Manny Kiki. Upscale and challenging. But tomorrow is Saturday. And that means 9 holes with my 8-year-old son at Little Met. The length is perfect for a kid his age, and it helps me keep my skills in top form. Sunday is a different kind of father and son outing. My dad and I have been playing Big Met every Sunday since my 21st birthday. Next week is Father-Daughter Day at Shawnee Hills, Cleveland Metro Parks. A course for every golfer.
Book your tee time at clevelandmetroparks.com.
He's down the sideline, 30, he's in the 20, 15, cutback, 5, touchdown!
Join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns Family Night on Saturday, August 3rd at First Energy Stadium. See live practice at 6:30, followed by a spectacular laser and fireworks show. Admission is free. Family Night is in association with Smucker's, Cleveland Clinic, and Cleveland.com. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Who's the fastest growing Hyundai dealer in Ohio? Cressmont Hyundai in Brunswick. They got more hot deals than a bakery. We're talking all 2013 Elantras and Sonatas at 0%, plus no payments for 90 days. Bonus cash up to $2,000. Trades way over market value. Hyundai 100,000 Reasons event. Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. So where are you going to buy a Hyundai? Cressmont, only 4 days. Get them while they're hot. Cressmont Hyundai, the best price every time, all the time.
Approved credit, limited term, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. CressmontHyundai.com.
Did you know that Cleveland airfares are 22% higher than those in Pittsburgh? Announcing lower fares for Northeast Ohio, Pittsburgh International Airport just got a little closer. FlyPittsburgh.com. Click save. Fly.
Mike Cappy here from Pro Roofing Service. Is your roof leaking? We fix Rizzo's Roof, and we can fix yours too. Call Pro Roofing Services and mention the Really Big Show and get your leak repaired for only $99. Some restrictions apply. Go with the pros. Call 440-572-7500.
Vic Carucci with you on this final 6 to 7 p.m. edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, we go to a daytime format, a 1 to 3 p.m. slot right here on ESPN 850 WKNR beginning Monday. And beginning Monday, Nathan Zagura joins this show. He is a fantasy guru, but he is an all-knowing football guy, too. You're going to enjoy, and I hope you caught him. We had him at the top of the show here, did our first little segment together. Actually, our second. We did one yesterday on the Really Big Show as this show was announced, this new version of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, announced. So we'll do this, too. Answer your questions and comments from the Browns social media pages. We're also going to be taking your calls beginning Monday. We'll get more information on that to you as we roll on Monday, and Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be working with us, taking your calls as well. So that's a new element to the show, among many you're going to enjoy. Tom from Facebook, I like this. He says, please, Lord, let us win more than six games this year with a good chance that we'll be a wild card for the playoffs. Yeah, look, I'm with you, Tom, on the idea that this is an improved team. You heard the enthusiasm expressed through this show with Nathan, with Hanford Dixon. You heard it yesterday from Doug Deacon. I don't know that I got a solid number for you. I need to see a lot more once we get into the preseason, training camp preseason, to put a number on it. But I'm really interested in where this team is, obviously, this year. But I think the telling year is 2014 in terms of this program. It really is. And Joseph from Facebook said, had Joe Hayden not missed five games last season, I think a Pro Bowl appearance would have been likely. I tend to agree with you, Joseph. I think he is a definitely a top talent in this league. He is determined. You heard, again, Hanford Dixon talk about that, determined to make amends for what last year was, missing those four games because of a suspension. That still eats at him, and it did cost him dearly in terms of recognition, and then he missed the fifth game because of injury. And now we'll see who he has paired next to him. Is it Leon McFadden, who just signed at the top of the show a four-year deal, the rookie, the third-round draft pick from San Diego State? We want to thank Hanford Dixon, and we want to thank Nathan Zagura, and we want to thank Jamel White for all being part of the show. And, of course, our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Thank everybody with us from 6 to 7. Join us now Monday from 1 to 3. That'll be the next time you listen to us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Three Deep is next.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.